The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I think the dark clouds cracked just a bit, and maybe we're going to be able to see it sort of return with this cycle, this cyclone that we're seeing out there. Milton, all you guys in Florida, I think it's kind of rammed tight. I understand that there is only a little small window to be able to try to get out of Tampa. A lot of persons are in Tampa right now. And as that window closes, a lot of persons have to, poise themselves and posture themselves for, I suppose, the inevitable destruction of what the enormity of the storm can actually do to a community. So I hope you guys are good, man. I don't know where you are. I don't know whether or not this is your time to take a vacation. I don't know exactly what's what. If I want to be absolutely honest with you, 3 months ago, I said October 10th, I think I am going to go to Florida. 3 months ago, I think I'm going to do something for a few days around that kind of a time. And look what here, look where we are. This is a crazy thing. So I hope you guys are good. Make sure you check out my good guys and my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They got everything you can imagine as it relates to being able to get insurance and get yourself prepared, residential, commercial, and all aspects. You see what season we're in. Make sure you can go down there and check them out. 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. They can take very good care of you. Ask my good, decent friend, none other than Ethric Bowe or Mr. Richardson down there. He can be able to assist you in all manner of things as it relates to insurance, and they get in-house financing. So you want to be able to check that thing out, even if you're in the market looking for some career change or looking for an opportunity to be able to expand in those areas, you can be able to go down there and check them out. They'll be more than happy to assist you. Okay? 3411 AFS, located number 407 Blue Hill Road South, 9 to 5 on the weekdays, 9 to 2 on the weekend on Saturday. All right? Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. The information's in the paper. You could see no school today. My children sweating my guts out. Oh my God. All right, Daddy, can you help me with this? Daddy, are you going anywhere? Daddy, can I do my sight words? And oh, you know. So we're doing everything that we can to make sure that they can remain occupied. As you look into the papers today, the island is on alert. I think you guys saw the alert last night as the Prime Minister indicated that all government schools would have been closed during this particular time. And as we look at this, it says that as Hurricane Milton moved towards Florida last night, Abaco, Bimini, and Grand Bahama were placed under tropical storm warning, with Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis urging residents on those islands for the likely impact of a storm. And this is what the chief meteorologist Jeffrey Green said at a press conference at the Disaster Risk Management DRM Authority in New Providence, that the 4 to 6 inches of rainfall are expected through Friday in the northern Bahamas. So I hope you guys are getting ready, and I hope that your bubbler, man, park that thing. Talk to me. Park that thing. You cannot. You got to put that on your back to swim through some of these. Talk to me. You might as well leave that home. And you'll like to go out after the storm, all the salt water under your CV joint. You need to stop it. Park the thing. Leave it home. in Jesus' name. Let's be able to do these things. Guys, we're continuing with our series as we look at all these particular things. Like I said, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper and see exactly what's in the paper. We're continuing with our series, Dissecting Leadership, a Constituency First Approach. Today, we're going to be dealing with two constituencies more specifically. And I didn't have nobody say, Howard, we can come. I spoke with John Pinder. Shook his hand, congratulated him, and really commended him on what I saw him do as it relates to the technological advances. You and I spoke about that. And what I saw him do in South and Central and South Abaco. I passed him the information, gave him my number, gave him everything, haven't heard back from him. So we go ahead and do what we got to do. And also, being in Grantstown, I tried to reach out to Wade Watson. I was unsuccessful. In that particular stead, sent all the information as I did with everyone else. And so we're here. We're doing Bain and Granttown today and also Central and South Abaco. When we get back, I'm going to be able to give you a synopsis, talk about these things, the historical context, and then we're going to get into it. First one out the gate is going to be Central and South Abaco with none other than the Honorable John Pinder II. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors, now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Foundation. And we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company today. We're chopping the thing down. I want you to join me in conversation after I actually just give me the synopsis. Let me put those numbers out and then we're going to talk about it. So I want you to join me in conversation today just as we continue to be able to dissect leadership from a constituency first approach. I'm enjoying this series. I am. I'm learning a tremendous amount. I'm reading, digesting information, understanding it more, having a greater understanding of these particular things. I will give you an example. Now, when we did Central and South Andres, I'm sorry, Central and South Eleuthera, Abaco, I'm sorry, right? Abaco, right? When I did this particular constituency, both this and Baintown, there wasn't much information on the constituency itself. So you had to go to their Facebook page, kind of grab what you can and kind of throw it up there. But that's kind of generic stuff. We're doing this. We're giving out stuff. We're doing this. See us. Look at me. Give this away. Whatever. But it wasn't enough substantive information for me from a news standpoint. Their capacity, one as the Minister of State, I'm sorry, both as parliamentary secretaries in various capacities. As we looked at this, I had to dive a little bit deeper. And diving deeper, I wanted to find out more about Abaco more specifically. I wanted to find out more about Abaco. And in doing that, I went down a little rabbit hole and I read something from former Prime Minister Ingram, right? Prime Minister Ingram addresses testimonial banquet for former MP Ross Sweeting. Now this is what it is. This is from July 26th, 2008. This is the remarks for Robert Percival Sweeting in Marsh Harbor, Abaco. This is a banquet, that the testimonial banquet that they had for him and being able to do these things, right? And I have like profound respect for Mr. Sweeting after I read such in-depth information about what was happening and sort of his commitment. And I always like when politicians who know the history can be able to speak with sobriety, with a steady voice, right? And being able to talk to us about what's happening or what happened during this particular time. Now, this is a lot. I read the entire thing, right? This is a lot. I don't want to be able to go into all of this because I don't have the time for it, right? Let me see where I can start this from. So let me set it up for you. Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham at the time is actually to an event. An event, as he's the Prime Minister in 2008, he's being able to speak more specifically to his friend in North Abaco, Robert Sweeting. And as he starts to be able to speak to this, he spoke to the fact that they wanted to be able to identify a man who is faithful in his posture and remain committed to the Free National Movement for a very long time. And they wanted to afford him an opportunity after a seat opened up in South Abaco, right? And so I want to read a little small spot. It says, and the FNM's former leader, Sir Cecil Wallace Whitfield, suffered a humiliating defeat in 1977. Many forsook and fled the organization. But Robert remained a strong FNM. Says he was in the minority in his community, Manawaki, at the time. He suffered abuse, but he never relented. I became a leader in the party in 1990, and in 1992, the third parliamentary seat was centered in Abaco. Robert and many others stepped forward to seek the party's nomination for that seat. Since the consensus was at hand, we decided to hold a sort of a primary among the Free National Movement members and support. When the votes were counted, Robert had not won. Perry Cook got the largest number of votes. Now, this is his statement. This is at the testimonial banquet. And then it goes on to say that Captain Leonard Thompson, this is bananas when I read this. I dropped my lip. I just want to hear it. Captain Leonard Thompson turned to me and said, Robert has been a faithful servant to our party. It's his turn. Tell the people that he is your choice. And then, this is what Captain Leonard Thompson told former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham about Robert Sweeting. He says, Robert was a faithful servant to our party. It's his turn. Tell the people that he is your choice and they will go along with that. Listen here. I just want to give you this kind of prerequisite of what was happening in Abaco the entire time. I told Captain Thompson that although Robert was indeed my choice, I couldn't do that because the people had already voted. But you know Captain Thompson. He insisted. We spoke to Perry Cook and he agreed that it was Robert's turn. So he and I told the group that we thought, and the people agreed. We told the group what we thought, and the people agreed. Perry was ill at the time, but he didn't know it. He lived long enough to celebrate Robert's election as a Free National Movement Member of Parliament and the first Free National Movement administration. He passed away months after the election. This is in 92. Robert told me that he only wanted two terms in the House of Assembly. So near the end of the second term, he announced his retirement and made a moving farewell address in the House of Assembly. I recommended him for the Order of the British Empire, the OBE, in 2001, an honor that he deserved for his service to the people of Abaco and the Bahamas. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you, Robert, for your service, and I thank you, Maggie, his wife, for supporting him. Like Robert, I had no hope. I had also hoped not in 2002. But when Robert's intended replacement defected to the other side, and I saw how the campaign was going, I came to the conclusion that both he and I would have to offer again so we could hold both Abaco's seats for the Free National Movement. This was bananas, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to let you know this. I want to let you know this sort of a prerequisite that what I said. Remember when we were having a conversation about the fact that North Abaco is not FNM. North Abaco is Hubert Ingraham. We talked about this. And so I was flipping through Kai Mills' thing. He had some... he had some sort of commemoration and stuff like that to Daryl. And he was kind of grilling Daryl one day for some shoes that Daryl had on, right? And he said, "Oh, these look like McAlpine shoes you're wearing," right? Daryl said, "I did not say that." Right? I supposed to get that for you so I can let you hear that, right? See, I did not say that. So Kai pushing Daryl. Yeah, you support Michael or you don't support him. He said, "I did not say that." This is him and Daryl talking. Now, Daryl, this is a good posture because I figure he know that him and Kai can row. But I'm watching this, right? I said, "Well, why, Kai?" Because I'm laughing at it, right? And Daryl got deep into his philosophical political posture, as he often does. And he indicated, he said, "I maintain that Abaco is PLP. However, they supported Hubert Ingraham strong. And as a result of that, boom, they continue to be able to support Hubert Ingraham." This story is an indication of the exact same thing. This support was for Hubert Alexander Ingraham. Robert Sweeting, in his particular capacity, Mr. Cook, Captain Thompson, all those persons mentioned in this particular story speaks to the exact same concept. And when there was a transition from Hubert Ingraham, and he threw his hands up and said, "Well, you all deal with that," we saw Curry coming. The discontent, this distance from the member of parliament, even though he came in a by-election, saw him defeated. I keep telling you, the comparison of what persons desire is not what an MP can offer, you know. It's what existed prior. We can dive deep into this. Let me see if I can read this thing quickly and then be able to get out of here so we can dive into these numbers. In 2002 to 2012, the FNM's dominance under the Robert Sweeting and Edison Key, the constituency of South Abaco, was represented by Robert Sweeting, a respected member of the Free National Movement who held the seat for three terms. Sweeting's tenure by a strong commitment to Abaco's development and his advocacy for infrastructural improvements, economic growth, and community service. Sweeting was known for his dedication, fair-mindedness, and consistent representation, often ensuring that Abaco's needs were not overlooked in a national agenda. If you go deeper into that story, it actually spoke Hubert Ingraham, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, took on a position to indicate that when he was consumed with national issues, Robert would take over both constituencies. He would take over both constituencies and ensure that everyone was taken care of for not just the purposes of what the party required, but for the purposes of his love to community and his love to nationalism. So I got to commend Mr. Sweeting in his particular capacity, right? So it says, in 2012, the PLP managed to gain traction in Central and South Abaco with the PLP representation emerging, reflecting a desire for change amongst the voters, right? The constituency's fluctuating political allegiance suggested that the residents were searching for a solution to longstanding issues like unemployment, underdeveloped infrastructure, and gaps in social services. The period saw the beginning of an increased demands for better governance and representation, signaling a shift in voter expectation towards a more immediate and impactful development. From 2017 to 2021, the FNM returns amidst the Hurricane Dorian's devastation. This is the FNM regained the seat in 2017, but this term was marred by Hurricane Dorian and a catastrophic event that laid bare the vulnerabilities and deficiencies of the entire island. The recovery process was slow. It still is slow. The recovery process was slow, with significant criticism directed to Minnis's administration for its handling of the disaster. The devastation exposed the disparity between the different areas within Abaco. I think that was very politically correct how they structured that, okay? The devastation exposed the disparity between the different areas within Abaco. Wow, that's crazy how they put that. With similar communities often feeling neglected in the recovery effort. Now, we know the dynamics that exist in Abaco. We know that there was a significant contingent of those persons who are undocumented living in shanty towns. And we know what happened after the storm. You see, this created a sense of frustration and led to calls for more engaged leadership to help the region rebuild and thrive. Now, John Pinder II, elected in 2021, represents a new chapter for Central and South Abaco under the PLP. His background, rooted in Abaco community and shaped by a legacy of local involvement, positioned him as a leader uniquely connected to the island's history and needs. Robert's work has been focused on the themes of recovery, revolutionize, addressing the challenges left in the wake of Hurricane Dorian. Let's get to it. Only 21 persons have taken the poll. Ladies and gentlemen, this is for South and Central Abaco. Central and South Abaco constituency, this is the survey breakdown, Central and South Abaco constituency, and the Member of Parliament at this time is John Pinder II. Total participants, 21. Voted in the last election, 8 participants, 38% voted in the last election, 61% did not vote in the last election. This is crazy. Planning to vote in the next election, 28.5% is planning to vote in the next election. And out of these 21 people, 15 of them indicate that 71% that they will not vote in the next election. There are 14% of this survey is 18 to 25. 9% of the survey is 26 to 35. 38%, which is a whopping 38% of the survey, the persons who participated in the survey, are between the ages of 36 and 45. 4 participants represent 19%. They're between the ages of 46 and 55. 3 participants, which represents 14.29%, are between the ages of 56 and 65. And 1 participant is 60 and older. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. All right. This is the MP visibility. Has your MP been visible? 95.24%. Out of the 21 people that took this survey, indicated that he is not visible in the constituency, that they do not see him in the constituency. Okay? 95.24% indicated he is not seen in the constituency. One person said, yeah, I see him. Community involvement since the last election, community improvements since the last election, okay? 95.24% indicated that there has been no improvements. No improvements at all. Out of the 21 persons that took this survey, 95.24% indicate that there has been no improvements in the constituency. One person said a couple of things are taken care of. This is yes. Effectiveness in addressing key issues such as crime, unemployment, and social services. 95.24% has indicated that he is not effective in addressing key issues such as crime, unemployment. He is ineffective in addressing crime, in addressing unemployment, and social services. One participant indicated he is. Effective in a ministerial role, or his Minister of State and Tourism capacity. 95.24% indicated he is not. He's ineffective in those particular areas. He is not. And then the overall satisfaction with the MP's performance. 95.24%. Out of the 21 persons in this survey, 20 of them indicated that they are unsatisfied with him. They are not satisfied with his performance. And one person indicated that they are. So let's read it. The key observation says, low voter engagement. Only 38.10% of the participants voted in the last election, indicating a relatively low political engagement within the constituency. Additionally, only 28.57% plan to vote in the next general election, reflecting growing apathy or dissatisfaction with the political process. The largest age group between 36 to 45 years old, which represents 38%, followed by the 46 to 55 age group. This suggests a demographic that is likely concerned with job stability, social services, and infrastructural development, but the constituency's overall engagement appears low. MP's visibility. A staggering 95.24% of the persons who have taken this survey, only 21 people, feel that the MP has lost their has not been visible or accessible, underscoring a critical lack of engagement in representative and the constituents. The community improvement, 95.24% of the participants reported that no visible improvements in their community since the last election, reflecting frustration and dissatisfaction with the MP's performance. Addressing key issues, they go on to talk about these particular things also. 95.25% responded that he has not been effective in addressing those pressing issues in the constituency. And then the overall satisfaction, nearly 95.24% of the 21 persons that have taken this survey are unsatisfied with the MP's performance, signaling a deep sense of disillusionment with the current leadership. Now, we made an assessment on Pinder, based upon all the information that we were able to gather on him. Housing and infrastructure. Pinder has been vocal about the dire state of the temporary housing solution, advocating for more permanent and affordable housing opportunities. His efforts include pushing for better living conditions, addressing infrastructural needs, and calling to the attention and neglected areas. His condemnation of the inadequate conditions of the government's initial response to Dorian's reflect a commitment to raising standards in his constituency. I told y'all. I'm being fair and transparent in terms of providing you the information of what the survey has said. However, when we look on, we look up these members of parliament, we amalgamate their information, we pull everything together, we identify it, we dissect it, we look from a historical standpoint, and we look at the consistency as to whether or not this member of parliament or members of parliament have been advocating in these progressive tones and progressive manners. And John Pinder has been one of the persons who've been advocating consistently in this particular space. So I'm not going to fight you for your numbers. I'm going to read them. However, the information is indicating maybe there is this sort of an idea where there's a disconnect. There's this sort of an idea where we're not content based upon our condition, but we're not using introspection to answer honestly these questions. Let's be decent. When we get back, we can continue to be able to chop these things down. The line's going to be wide open. Guys, be right back after this.
The foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Bound John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be live.
Keep the vibe alive. Music group
and Alpha Sounds Promotion
invites you to the biggest break, hit, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
It's your boy DJ Rev.
Me now, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break, can't scrape, explosion. Best of the best!
Foundation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. Please give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Let me take a caller. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Turn your radio down. Hey, how you doing?
Lovely folks. Howard, now remember, your questions was asked of their opinion on what he did, not what he talked about. I don't think there's a disconnect. I think they were answering on what he did.
Well, I can't say if they have or they haven't. I just know that there's a sense of consistency. 20 people said the exact same thing the exact same time.
The consistency is with what he is talking about, you know, because, mind you, if you look at this government, there's always stuff going on or stuff that they're advocating for to happen. Mm-hmm. However, to see it in real time happen, actually happening, that's where the disconnect comes in, or that's where the difference comes in. The persons are not seeing anything done. He's talking, yes. What is he doing is what they're answering. That's how I see it.
Well, I like it. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly. I like it. I like the observation. I like the sort of intricate nuances associated with these particular things and how you interpret it. I'm not going to fight you, but I'm going to tell you these particular things. It says progressive approach. By utilizing social media and digital platforms, Pinder has kept the community informed and engaged. His efforts to modernize communication channels show a commitment to transparency and accessibility. Okay, so the entire idea of why we do this, why I'm doing this, is to nullify this concept and idea of what you thought a member of parliament should do and nullify that. Let us squash that. Let us omit that. Let us reject that entirely. Let's cancel, reject, and deny the concepts and idea of what people tell you an MP should do. That's what this is about. This education series that we hope to take from here until we're done with this, until we are done with radio entirely, us here on the Foundation, Howard Grant. What I would like to do with the inaugural voyage of this concept is to be able to say to you, this is where we are from a global standpoint. These are people who have taken on a traditional concept and idea based upon the historical context of the constituency, based upon the fact that they've done these things before. We've always seen these things done in the constituency. This particular person in this space has done the exact same thing your constituency ain't moving. Young voters are indicating, that's what the numbers are for. Young voters are indicating that they're discontent. People who voted last time decided that they will not vote next time because what the hell am I voting for? This don't make no sense. This is how we read this. This is how we read this. And as we identify these things, we make a determination as to whether or not strategic elements can be able to shift a concept of what a politician should be in this particular constituency, whatever constituency it may be. They chose Renard Curry. Choosing him was, in my view, based upon what we've been able to amalgamate and understand, based upon Hubert Ingram, his sort of a push to speak to Mr. Sweeting, Robert Sweeting, to say, hey, listen, let's ensure that we can retain these particular seats for the Free National Movement. There is an implication, very subtle, that these seats can easily be swayed and moved towards the PLP. In a hard and fast stance. This isn't a relentless diehard Long Island. These are seats that reflect leadership in the constituency. Their allegiance is to leadership and vision. That's what we've seen. And if the visionaire is moving out the scene, then we return to our first love, the PLP, which I thought was peculiar because there are still stories that linger and exist about an attempt on a former prime minister's life. I thought it was wild. What is going on here? I'm reading it, trying to figure these things out. And as I look at it, I look at the hasty approach that the former prime minister makes to ensure that he could retain a seat for the Free National Movement, 2 seats for the Free National Movement, that has led all of us in this country to believe that Abaco is FNM. But with the introduction of Curry, all of our mouths drop and say, how that could happen? Edison Key, a former PLP, left the PLP, joined the FNM, finally got an opportunity to be able to represent Central and South Abaco. Talk to me. He understood that his alliance needed to be for the Free National Movement as Hubert Ingraham was in a position of influence. And he was able to get it. Come on now, let's talk. Now, as we look at this, we have to determine whether or not the constituency is genuinely FNM or is their heart with the PLP, but they're looking for progressive leadership. They didn't find it in Curry. They let him go. They didn't find it with Darren Henfield. Pastor, politician, military man, all these particular things. Great devastation on his shoulders. Horrible administration based upon the polling and what persons have been able to say with the Minister administration. He lost. Putting in Kirk Cornish in North Abaco, John Pinder in South. So we look at this constituency and we have to determine, not by our feelings, but make an assessment whether or not his advocacy is shifting anything. Now, based upon these 21 people, it ain't changing nothing. It's heavy. This is heavy stuff. Dynamics like these are going to change the next general election. People are moving away from the tradition. They're moving away from these concepts and ideas, and they're yearning leadership, vision, strength, independent, are leaning on somebody else. Strength. And based upon what we're seeing, there could be some levels of strength here. I want to talk about it. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, what are you doing?
What's up, Anton?
Right here, man. I just decided to, you know, just the last few minutes while you, before you head into your break and your news update, to lend to what I thought was a very good portion of your show. Hubert Ingraham, down there in Abaco, mm-hmm. and in Finland, mm-hmm. over there in Andros. The various staunch seats throughout the country. These hold different dynamics, Howard. They hold different dynamics, and they hold varying classes of people as well. Mm-hmm. Why you would find one leaning in particular constituencies more towards a particular party over the other, and why you will find one remaining faithful to persons despite whether they are on the FNM or the PLP side of the spectrum. And you have to be a student of politics to appreciate and understand those things. Howard, Hubert Ingraham had a heart for the people down there on Abaco, right? And mm-hmm. he believed that, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Edison Key, the same.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why he was able to cross over and still maintain the seat,
mm-hmm.
right? You have some dynamics throughout history where persons held on because of waves, regardless, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have one or two such situations currently in our government. I will not speak to those seats, but if things don't shape up, you may see a difference in the outcome in this next, whether it be 2025, or 2026, Howard. However, the biggest key, Howard, is connecting with your people, showing them your heart, doing the work necessary to bring that about, because you can't do it with just talk, Howard. Talk, look, Howard, this level, we are coming towards an ending of an era, Howard. You understand what I'm saying to you, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me, Howard?
I'm ready. I can understand. Go ahead.
Are coming towards an ending of an era, which is also another dynamic that influences politics in the country. And in this new dispensation of politics in our country, Howard, the mm-hmm. people who are going to rise to the top and remain to the top are going to be the genuine people who people can see the demonstration of their love and feel their love in their lives.
I like it.
It ain't going to be the people who just come up with hot talk.
I like
everybody can come with hot, flashy talk, Everybody can come with hot marketing campaigns. Everybody can come with putting a little dollar or two in the t-shirts as the saying goes. Those level of people, Howard, are even wisening up in this dispensation politics. Howard,
Anton, join me on the other side because I got to go to a commercial
all right,
break.
All right, join me on the other side.
Join me on the other side, guys. When we get back, we're going to be able to talk about Bain Town constituency with Wade Watson. And we can look at the historic aspect and these numbers. 80-some persons take this poll. It's bananas, guys. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday, in and out with rain. I hope you guys are good. Like I said, keep your bubbler inside. You can't swim. Amen? It cannot go. Listen to me. You know you could see the road when you're driving in some of your old vehicles. I remember we had one car like that. My God, I had one car like that. We could see the whole road. Do not allow water getting there. You can have mold in your car. You can't breathe. Keep the bubbler home. Keep the bubbler home off the road. You don't need to see nothing. Just relax yourself as we continue to be able to go out there, guys. I know that Northern Grand Bahama, all my family and all those particular persons who are your family, make sure you call them. Tell them to look out for it. We heard the chief meteorologist being able to tell us a position indicating from 9 a.m. tomorrow all until 7 a.m. On Friday, they're going to be able to have winds between 30 and 50. I mean, this is going to be rough. So I hope that everybody is kind of hunkering down and taking care of. Make sure you got all your water in your buckets. Make sure you get your 55-gallon drum. Get some water in that. Whatever you got to do. Get some buckets. Put some water in that. If the water turns off, whatever the case may be, guys, get yourself prepared. We know how to do this. We've done this for some time. And so don't act like you're brand new to this. Keep yourself prepared and understanding what we need to do in terms of being able to move forward and preserve ourselves and our families whilst we're out in these kind of tumultuous times. So I hope you guys are good. We're here and we're continuing our series. We're talking today about two constituencies. At the top of the hour, we took Central and South Abaco with Member of Parliament John Pinder. Out of 21 persons was dismal. Indicated that he wasn't seen, he ain't heard, he ain't do nothing. Well, the 21 persons, 94% has indicated that his representation and his tenure has been dismal. The information, in contrast, is indicating that he's committed himself to these things. So we're not going to fight you. We're just here to report and be able to provide that information at the forefront. Now we're going to be able to take on a position and talk about the constituency of Bain and Grantstown. We call it Bainstown and Grantstown, right? So we're going to be able to identify that in this particular constituency. Now, we're going to talk about it and give you good history about it. This is always an exciting constituency to be able to look at. Bains and Grantstown constituency historic overview from 2002 to 2021. Bains and Grantstown, one of NASA's most historically significant communities, has experienced shift in political representation and varying levels of development from 2002 to the present time. The constituency has long been a progressive liberal party stronghold, facing ongoing socioeconomic challenges such as crime, poverty, and inadequate infrastructure. This overview traces the political landscape, community support, and key issues across five electoral periods. From 2002 to 2007, the representation under Dr. Bernard Knowledge. Dr. Bernard Knowledge was a well-known political figure who garnered strong support for constituents due to his long-standing involvement in Bahamian politics. During this term, the PLP aimed to address social issues such as crime and unemployment, which were particularly pronounced in Bain and Grantstown. The key issues in development were, despite efforts to tackle these issues, the constituency faced persistent challenges with high crime rates and insufficient public services. Improvements in education and youth development programs were limited, resulting in growing frustration among residents. In 2007 to 2012, Dr. Nottage continued to represent the constituency, benefiting from his established relationship with the community. The PLPs maintained its political dominance despite the shift in national governance. That was during the FNM's reign, right? As the Free National Movement won the general election, the constituency continued to struggle with infrastructural decay, inadequate housing, and crime. Although there was efforts to increase police presence in the improve public safety, progress was slow. Residents felt that the constituency's deep-rooted issues required more sustainable and long-term interventions. So the residents felt. From 2012 to 2017, Dr. Nottage retained the seat yet again as the PLP regained national power in 2012 general election. The party's victory renewed hope for improvements in neglected communities like Bainstown and Grant Town. The PLP's government initiatives, economic disparities, with promises to combat crime, revitalize infrastructure, and provide better social services. However, challenges persisted, and many residents felt that the pace of progress was inadequate. Issues related to housing, unemployment, and poverty remain significant barriers to meaningful development. Let's get to this. It says, let me see if I could get to this. The death of Dr. June 2017 marked a significant moment in the political history of Bainstown and Grantstown. As a longstanding PLP representative, Nottage had served the constituency for many years, becoming a familiar and respected figure in Bahamian politics. His passing not only left a void in the leadership of the constituency, but also set the stage for a political shift. Here goes. In 2017 election, Travis Robinson, a young dynamic candidate, secured the seat for the Free National Movement, marking a break, his traditional support in the PLP. Robinson's victory symbolized a desire for change and new approach, especially among younger voters. His leadership was marked by efforts to engage youth and tackle community issues. But he faced challenges, including controversies that affected his ability to deliver on promises. This is bananas. So these are some of the issues. Now, let's get to Wade Watson. In 2021 to this current time, Wade Watson reclaimed the seat for the PLP, restoring the party's dominance in Bain and Grantstown. Watson brought the background of information and communication technology, ICT, youth mentorship, and community development, which resonated with voters seeking a more progressive and technologically driven approach. Key issues in development. Since taking office, Watson has focused on addressing digital divides and improving public infrastructure. Initiatives like Bains and Ground Town Esports Championship reflect his commitment to youth engagement and development. However, significant challenges remain in tackling crime, enhancing public services, and revitalizing the constituency's economy. The recent survey data reveals widespread dissatisfaction we haven't got of participants, including that they have not seen tangible improvements in significant or sufficient engagement from their MP. Let's get to that. Let's get to the numbers. See exactly what's what. 62 persons. I told you 80-something. That was another one. 62 persons have taken this survey up to this morning. I just did this at 10:30. 62 persons have taken this survey. Out of the 62 persons, we asked them, did you vote in the last election? 41 of those persons, 66%, yes, I did. 21 participants, 33% says, no, I did not. Question, Are you planning to vote in the next election out of the Saxon, Bain Town, and Grant Town constituency? Out of the 62 people that took our poll, our survey, 19 participants, 30%, indicated that they will not vote in the next election. 19 persons out of the 66 indicated that they, I'm sorry, let's fix this. Let's fix this. I get mad excited. I won't read this properly for you. 19 participants, 30.65, they asked, are you planning to vote in the next election? 19 participants said, yes, we will. 10% says, hell no, we're not going to vote next time. 43 participants indicated that they will not vote in the next election. The majority of persons who have taken the poll are between the ages of 18 to 25, which 12 participants, which is 19%, right? And 36 to 45, which is 16 participants, have taken this particular poll during this time, right? So that's 25.7%. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Now, this is consistent straight across the board, and this is what I've been seeing. I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to read the poll, okay? They asked if the MP has been visible in this particular constituency, in the constituency of Bain and Grantown. The 62 persons who've answered. One participant, which is 1.61%, has indicated, yeah, we've seen him. One participant. 61 participants in the poll, out of the 62, said we have not seen him. Community improvement since last election, 61 participants, 98.39%, indicated there has been no improvement. Effectiveness in address such as crime, unemployment, and social services, 61 persons, 98.38%, has indicated that he has been ineffective in speaking on crime, unemployment, and social services. Effectiveness in a ministerial role, he is a parliamentary secretary in the Office of Financial Services, right? 62 participants, 100%, has indicated that he's been ineffective. He has not been effective in his ministerial capacity or his assigned portfolio. And 61 participants out of the 62 indicated that they are not satisfied. They are not satisfied with his performance as a member of parliament. 98.39%. High levels of dissatisfaction, an overwhelming 98.39% of participants are dissatisfied with the MP's visibility, accessibility, and performance. There is a near total agreement that the constituency has not seen significant improvements or effective leadership, with only 1.61% expressing any level of satisfaction. Low voter turning engagement. There is a significant drop in the intention to vote, with only 30.65% planning to participate in the next general election. A sharp decline from the 66.13% who voted in the last election. This reflects a widespread disillusionment and apathy potentially impacting voter turnout in future elections. And the age distribution, the constituency has a fairly even distribution across all age groups, within the largest segment being 36 to 45, which is 25%, and followed by the 18 to 25. This diverse age of concerns, from young adults seeking employment opportunities and older residents focused on social services and security. It says, the perception of effectiveness. There is a unanimous sentiment, this kind of a concept and idea, that the MP has not effectively addressed critical issues such as crime, unemployment, and social services. Additionally, the MP's role in ministerial duties or his capacity, the assigned capacity that he has, his portfolio, is perceived as entirely ineffective, with 100% of participants indicating dissatisfaction. The survey data from the Bain and Grantstown reveals that the constituency grappling with a high dissatisfaction and low confidence in the current leadership, 98.38% of the participants feel that the MP has not been visible or effective in addressing pressing community needs. Sense of neglect. This discontent is further reflected in significant drop in voter engagement, suggesting a loss of faith in political process and disenchantment with the current representation. Over the past two decades, Bain and Grantstown has remained largely supportive of the PLP, with a brief shift to the Free National Movement representation from 2017 to 2021. The return to the PLP leadership under Wade Watson indicates a desire for continuity, yet also underscores the community's demand for substantial progress, such as crime, unemployment, and housing. While Watson's effort of youth engagement and digital development provide a starting point, the data highlights the urgent need for consistent action and tangible improvements to restore trust and reinvigorate participation in the electoral process. Moving forward, Watson must prioritize addressing these concerns while maintaining a visible and accessible presence to rebuild relationships with constituents. Effective leadership that delivers real results in crime reduction, economic opportunities, and public service will be crucial in regaining the community's trust and confidence, setting a foundation for meaningful progress. That's it on Wade Watson, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about being in Grantstown. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Attention pizza lovers! This is getting bigger and better! We're offering a deal that can't be missed! Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10! You heard right, just $10! This offer is only available at our Southwest Burnett Road, Robinson Road, and Prince Charles locations. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time only.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Want to build wealth and secure your financial future? Join RF Bank and Trust and BizX as we team up for World Investor Week from October 7th to 11th. We're bringing you free resources to master investing. Whether you're building a resilient portfolio, navigating ESG investments, or going global with international markets, this is your chance to learn, grow, and take charge of your financial future. Join us and let's build wealth together. Visit RF Bank Trust on Facebook or Instagram to learn more. Don't miss out on this World Investor Week, October 7th to 11th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation here live and in full effect, being able to talk the way that we are. Now, I'm hoping that you understand the flow of what we're doing. I just want to do this. I just want to be decent with you. I see a lot of persons saying, how would you... I got a couple calls yesterday and said, how would you be too soft on these MPs? As though you want me to chop them to pieces as they sit before me. Because decorum is nothing that my grandmother taught me. She didn't teach me decency. And I should just allow that to just go, throw that out the window. And as they sit before me, any potential relationship that we can possibly have to ensure that they can get here to speak on behalf of their constituents in their particular space. And they understand that I'm at least decent enough to be able to have a good conversation. No, I'm going to hell with that. Let's chop them down now, Howard. I don't do that. Well, I thought we had a very clear understanding between you and I, how I just do my show. By now. Yeah. I got decorum and decency. Yeah. I'm not going to chop these people down. I've given them the information. I ain't here to pander to them and genuflect to them. Some of them I like. Some of them I believe that are doing well. Some of them I'd like to encourage. I believe that we need to have a healthy cross-section of persons that can be able to lead in a particular manner. Some I don't necessarily, I'm indifferent with how they perform or don't perform. That's not my space. You understand? Sometimes you already have an assessment about these particular persons, but you go through the formality with decency in mind and to be able to have this kind of a conversation. I'm not going to chop the men and women down. I'm not going to do that. I think you and I talk ad nauseum about what our thoughts are about these particular constituencies from a traditional standpoint. Traditionally, the constituency has done this. Traditionally, it has moved in this. Traditionally, these things have happened. However, in a new dispensation, new time, new era, new mindset, new understanding, new needs and requirements, this is what should happen. And that's the attempt that I'm making here. And so... in the beta stage, in the inaugural voyage, as we look through the kinks and we assess this entire concept and idea, as we discern leadership and dissect leadership, being able to chop those particular things down, you got to go with me. Howard, you know, I like what you're doing. Strengthen it here. Howard, I don't like what you're doing in these areas. I think you should make these modifications. We can do this, fine-tune it, not only for your education, but also for your entertainment. Yeah, so we can make it lively and provocative in the spirit of Darryl Miller, right? We could be able to do that. But we have to be honest. We have to be honest with these numbers. And we have to be honest with our assessment. The only time that I can be able to provide some level of honesty if I give you a historic concept, then you know I ain't talking about you. That's why I did this. I have to give you the historic concept to let you know that this is not about you as an individual, that I'm not isolating you as an individual, that I've looked back over the past two decades and the fluctuation of people in this country going from FNM to PLP, to FNM to PLP shows a discontent position with politics in this country, not you as an individual. We don't know you. You just reach. Many of you just reach. But you don't be sensitive as you're moving into this particular space. Understand that this is bigger than you. That you've gotten to something that is bigger than you. In 2006? I think it was 2006. 2006, 2007, somewhere around that point. I had this kind of a notion, this indication, this inclination inside me. I just lost my job. I had maybe about $15,000 in the bank. And, I spiked my fingers trying to figure out what I'm going to do. But I didn't know exactly what I should do as it relates, because I just cleared out my property to build my home in 8 Mile Rock. I had just done some stuff, and something came to me. It says, you need to create a foundation. And I say, okay. And so we prayed on it. I prayed on it. And we focused on this sort of an idea. And the foundation, we did everything. We get some shirts made. We did everything in Grand Bahama. And the foundation's called Speak Life Foundation, Speak Life. It was about encouraging children, young men, more specifically with words, and really being able to speak into their life and making them to understand the importance that where they are, their posture, their persistence, and being able to speak with positivity and understanding to move forward is what's going to change them. I fed 500 and some students, young men, all in the auditorium of the 8 Mile Rock High School, 500 and some students. I brought T.G. Morrison down from Nassau, and he spoke to that auditorium. He spoke to the auditorium of young men. And I asked my daddy and my uncles and cousins and everyone to be able to give us an opportunity to perform the Cooling Waters. The Cooling Waters performed at the auditorium. And so all of this came out of my, set up a little space for press and this, that, and the next thing. And I couldn't believe I did that. Honest to God, I couldn't believe it. The first time I ever did something like that. Oh, I spent my money. I invested into this. I did all these, it's cost me maybe about almost $6,000. And I put everything into it. And I was prayerful in every single step. And I knew that this was bigger than me. And when I saw the enormity of it, when I saw that this was something that I couldn't do by myself, that I needed inspiration, that I needed assistance, I sat in the back of the place very quietly as everything was going on, and I cried and I prayed. Because who are we if we don't contribute to something bigger? Who are we as we exist just for the purposes of inhaling, exhaling, and pursuing pleasure? Who are we if we don't contribute to community? This position that members of parliament have taken on, the success, the sort of an idea of victory, the champion and lifting up their hands and being able to say that I've done it. It's bigger than you. And it takes all of us to be able to contribute, to make them to understand that this is bigger than them. We have to squash this idea of traditional concept for politics in this country. This is bigger than that. The telephone lines are wide open, guys. 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Boy, those are some dismal results. But only called to correct you. I think in Bayonetown 2002, Bradley Roberts may have been the member of parliament.
Let me see.
Because if you remember, B.J. Nottage had his independent party called the CDR.
You could be correct. You could be correct.
But those MPs need to get to work, honey, and none would sound too good yet on the government side.
On the government side, no. No, I haven't heard anyone who has. No, well, we made some determinations that we like some people based upon what they're doing, but these numbers are horrible.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, well, these are only numbers. And this ain't the entire constituency, and this ain't everyone who has voted in this particular space. These are just a handful of persons who participated in the survey. So I'm hoping that as it grows, we get more participation.
But how would you know how this thing go? Imagine it's the mindset of the people when they go to the water pump or they go to the local bars and they're talking amongst each other, that spreads almost like a cancer.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? And you know what? Shows like this that I'm doing now exacerbates and expands that. My God, this one doing body? Yeah, that's why I tell them to come sit with me. But they don't. I am not going to fight nobody, Mm-hmm. Come sit with me so the people could hear you, your mouth, and the constituents that who voting for you could hear what you're saying and what you've been doing in those areas. So I'm not going to fight them.
Well, you're doing your part, Howard.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. The lines are open, guys. Next telephone call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Caller, listen to me. Oh, Jesus. Okay, now, I can put you on hold. You on hold, okay? You on hold. You was just with me. You on hold now, okay? So put your turn your radio down. When we come back, we're going to be able to have a conversation. Let me go to the next call. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm a concerned citizen of the Bean and Grandstand constituency.
Yes, ma'am.
And I understand there's some negative. I'm listening and some negative talk for coming on about our member of parliament for being in Grandstand. Wait, what's it?
Mm-hmm. What you mean negative talk? There's a poll that we took. We took a little survey, and these are people that we asked in Bain and Grandstand to speak about the member of parliament's contribution and what he's done over the past few years.
Well, it's obvious, because if you go in Bain and Grandstand and check it, you can see what he's been doing. He's doing more than what he is doing for his constituents. Without a portfolio in a constituency like Bain and Grandstand, he is doing more than a lot who have got positions. He is doing more than his share.
Mm-hmm.
He is not only the member of parliament from Bain and Grandstand. He is a Bain and Grandstand, but he was born there.
But it's the same things that people tell me about Travis, eh?
No, but Travis, no comparison, none.
The same language you're using is what people would call me and say, well, Travis is from Bain and Grandstand.
Well, I don't know about Travis Bain. I know Wade Watson is from Bain Street in Bain and Grandstand, and he is
So awesome give me three
member.
Things that he's done.
No, he is an awesome member of parliament.
I'm going to fight you.
No. Hold on. Don't talk with Charles Benton.
I said, I'm not going to fight you. I said, give me three things that he's done that you could be able to put your finger on and say, bang.
We have 10 focal plans.
Okay.
When he went out there,
mm-hmm.
and what the people asked him to do,
mm-hmm.
he had proven himself
mm-hmm.
in more than one race, because every summer, we have a summer camp.
Okay, summer camp.
Every month, we have free breakfasts
mm-hmm.
in the constituency.
Free breakfast once a month.
Every month.
Mm-hmm.
Every month. We have free breakfasts in each polling division.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? We also feed persons not only from Bain and Grandstand.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who comes there, they get fed, they get packaged food packages.
Mm-hmm.
Our office is never closed, and he sees his constituents every Tuesday, only when he's not on the island.
Mm-hmm.
He don't see his
constituents. So you satisfied with him?
Pardon?
You're satisfied with his service?
Most definitely.
You're voting for him again?
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. That's what I like to hear. I like
and
that.
And guess what? No matter who they send in there, they can't say, whoever they send or try to send, they can get bussed right up.
Mm.
And not all Kapunkula, but bussed right up.
Bussed right up.
That's it.
I like it. Thank
and
you
we
so
love him.
We love him.
And
okay.
It's only the few and talk. We ain't minding the noise in the market, you know. It's the price of the fish.
My God. I appreciate you, my dear. You're a good, decent woman. I like you talking for your man of business, Wade Watson, in your constituency. Thank you so much for your call. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Oh, my God. I come back to you, and you still ain't ready to jump. I back to you now. Who's this?
Hello.
I know this was Sparky. Go ahead, Sparky. Go ahead.
You don't listen.
Yeah, because you're listening, but you ain't listening. Go ahead, Sparky.
No, but see, the thing is, when you're talking to other people, I have to turn the TV on. There's a delay between the TV and the phone.
Okay, go ahead, Sparky.
So then I have to turn the TV off to come to you. At that time, you shouting in the background, but Sparky, you must have got my caller ID. I didn't know y'all had
No. He was calling on a particular number. So I see when this line lit up, I say this could possibly be Sparky. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, I've been trying to call you on these topics, but most of the time, you know, the Satan people that y'all allow so much time, and then the Satan people, you got 30 seconds. But say that to say this, you know, I am from the Pride Estate area. I call it, I got pride because I live in Pride. Hello, you said this.
I read you, Sparky.
All right. This is a part of Garden Hills. But while you had the gentleman on the other day, I really was open, you know, to let people call into him. But I understood why his time was limited. He just came back from having an operation.
Yeah.
You had him in. Barnaby.
Yeah, Barnaby. No, yes, Barnaby. Okay, let me tell you what happened, and I tried to explain.
Hold on, let me use my time to sign out for a minute. I have something you can say.
Sorry, sir.
But Mr. Barnaby, I must take my hats off to him. He's the chairman of Parks and Beaches. I met the young man before I even talked with my representative. If you give me time like you give Seattle and them time. But I met the young man, and I take my hat off. If I could contact the Prime Minister again the way I used to be, like all of them before the last election, I could have called them anytime I want to. Within two rings, they used to ring, answer the phone. None of them don't answer the phone no more, but I understand the Prime Minister is a busy man. I could contact Fred Mitchell, Jerome Fitzgerald, certain people. I cannot contact my MP. I don't know how it is, you know, that you heard me a couple of times on your phone when I leave messages. I had an injury. I'm moving around now with a walker. I'm trying to doggone heal four bones broken in my left leg. All this kind of stuff. But Mr. Barnaby, I would take my hats off to him, Howard, for this reason. That man, because of his job of parks and beaches, he has to go in just about every constituency. Because every constituency has a park. Mm-hmm. You understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I read his park.
He wants us to go around all the beaches. Clean. Because contractors have been paid to do these places and keep them clean. Each contractor who has a park and wages has to clean it at least 3 times every month.
Sparky, I want to keep it tight now. Today we're talking about John Pinder and Wade Watson. So tell me something about Baintown.
Baintown, to me, driving, I move around town all the time. Hit the little watering holes and all that kind of stuff. I don't live in Baintown, although I grew up in West Street. But Baintown, to me, I have not seen much change in the homes and the people that live through there. Now, they live through there. And they mingle next door. I don't know what's going on in there. Like, when you go in there, you sit down with people, and you take a poll and things like that. I just drive through the, you know, Adley's Edition, this place where Mother Pat used to live, where Mr. Lockett used to live. I used to live next door to Valentine Grimes in there. I grew up in between the top of the hill, what they call the Hilltoppers, West Street, Old Ran Alley, Nash, and all of them. Straight down to Wolf Road. I used to walk them areas barefoot as a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
I have not really seen much changes in the home structures because I believe Baintown will always be like that. But most of those properties must be generation properties passed down from daddy. He had no will and they're just going down. Nobody can invest no money and put nothing into the building because this belonged to me and 4 brothers and 17 sisters. And if I put my money in, what I could get back out. So everybody just going to the old homestead, leaving it like that, sitting on the porch, getting drunk, or whatever it is. I don't know how any MP could be able to change Baintown to make it look like a metropolitan city. I look at the pastor through Meadow Street, and what do you name? Who had the heart attack in
C.B. Moss.
C.B. Moss.
Yeah.
Out to C.B. Moss. I know we haven't heard for a long time.
Yeah.
Last time I called him, it looked like maybe he retired because his situation. But shout out to C.B. Moss. I used to see a man sitting on his little chase porch on a chair all night, just hailing people, finding sponsors to help the people in Baintown. I don't know what all he did, but I know that man been doing that for 10 years. But let him be an MP, let him be a candidate for that area. They would never vote him in.
They voted in Dr. Bernard Nottage.
Man, Dr. Nottage was a PLP for years. Dr. Nottage was a PLP from a child, left the PLP, formed his own party, and came back to the PLP.
Wow.
How you can do that?
Well, you got to be strong. I appreciate your telephone call, Sparky. Got to go to a commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, the line's going to be wide open when we get back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef, beans as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Fidelity.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bus right up. Come on. Bus right up. Here's a little song I...
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Bus right up. That's whoever come to Bain and Grantown. That's what they tell me. Bus right up. We're going to have a good conversation, guys. The lines are wide open. Please join me in conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere. From the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's happening?
All is well. What's happening with you?
Everything good. Listen, I call in from Bain and Grandstand.
Talk to me.
Now, with these polls, it all depends on where you go, Howard. I live in Bain down, and I could take you to a yard, about nine people in a family, two different homes. And when you poll them, all them singing the negative about what's it? I could take you around the corner to another yard. 10, 12 people, and all them saying positive about Watson. So it all depends on where you go. So I understand the results of your poll, just who you talk to.
Now, hold on, before you go further. You would think that would happen with Chalanon Cartwright in the last two elections. You would think, based upon design, based upon tradition, based upon commitment, and the sort of an idea of the fact that this was supposed to be a PLP seat, you would think that he would have had those type of problems, but you didn't have that type of problems. In fact, when his government lost, he won. Yeah, so why would that be the problem for Watson?
When he won, it had nothing to do with his party. He won because he wake.
Okay, that's what I said.
Now, the first time, I think, when he went, people just were disgusted with Perry Christie.
Okay.
And they wake some kind of... Wake that constituency, cut that out for the lady from your former church, Monteva.
Yes.
The lawyer.
Yes.
So,
Cheryl Bazard. Cheryl Bazard, yes.
But when he went there, Cartwright went and wake.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as people was disgusted with Dr. Menace, he went and see.
Yes.
So, with being down now, with Watson.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the right yard or the right family,
you sound like you've been to all the yards. What's the sentiment generally after you then take from this and give to that? What's the sentiment generally about what Wade Watson is doing in Bain and Grantown and whether or not he can get in again?
Me personally, all I could say.
I like it.
I wouldn't come out. Whoa, are you doing that because I don't follow that close.
Okay.
But I could tell you the one thing. I know he did pass, Mr. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Watson got all the pastors in the Bain and Grantstown constituency together, formed this pastoral committee to deal with some of the social ills and stuff that was going on in the community. That's from the Presbyterian Kirk in the north all the way down to the south to Riverside Baptist on Pompsiana Drive.
Mm.
That's from Apostle Henry Higgins on Nassau Street all the way in Grantstown, the Grantstown Seventh-day Adventist.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was so good to get all these pastors to put aside the denominational differences and whatever for the sake of the community. So that's one thing I could point out because I don't really follow the politics that close with Mr. Watson did. I really appreciate him getting the pastors involved with what happened in
I like your call.
Now, Sparky said something about the not looking different and whatever. Listen, the struggle real, man. I live in Baytown.
You think it easy for us to fire T-111 and pay carpenter and thing to fix up this and fix up that?
Mm-hmm.
And it is easy to struggle real. Most people in Mandan, we ain't like you all, man. I would be on survival mode on the street.
All us in the same bucket, eh?
No, sir.
Don't fight us. All us in the same bucket.
Man, I ain't gonna let you do that to us, buddy. You're a different level. You all play like you all are different. You all here like
I'm from 8 Mile Rock, sir. All us in the same bucket. Don't fight me.
When last you sleep in 8 Mile Rock, brother?
No, I sleep in 8 Mile Rock for years.
The last you sleep, I remember you telling a story years ago on this radio. This girl who lived in, I wasn't sure about her future, who literally begged you to have your child or something like that.
Her child. She wanted two children. She was 16.
Exactly.
Yeah, little girl.
You go in there and see what happened to her life title.
No, I've been. No, why I can look for you? My wife killed me. No.
I'm talking about being in war. I'm just curious to see.
No, I haven't been in a bar rock, not on that level, for at least 10 years.
So that's my point to you.
At least 10 years.
Don't tell me, but we're in the same boat. I'm from 8 Mile Rock. My plenty people from Vietnam and just, it's passed through the outskirts, the borders of Vietnam.
Praise God.
We went right through one. We are survival mode.
Well, let our story be a testament.
Nothing happened because you won't know what happened.
Well, that's the truth. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I got a couple more on the line. I want to thank you so much for your contribution. Let our story be a testament to those to see that you could do it too. My God. We could be able to make some things happen. Next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Mr. Grant, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
And to the nation, good afternoon. Mr. Grant, we're talking about Mr. Wade Watson now. I could be honest with you. I don't know why he's not in your studio today, but I know Mr. Wade Watson worked for the Prime Minister's office, and he is very, very busy. But
mm-hmm.
I could tell you about Wade Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Watson was one of those who started on the ground
mm-hmm.
and never, never left the ground. Wade mm-hmm. Watson is a hardworking MP. He's always in his constituency. He's
mm-hmm.
always doing something in his constituency.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't see him online with a line of children buying out the ice cream truck, and everything, and having breakfasts, and you know, feeding people. And listen, man, this man is one of the MPs that stays in touch with his community.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he's a hands-on member of parliament. You know, he's not a cat or lenient time to stay in touch with his constituents. I'm going to tell you, he is one of the MPs that works the hardest in his community. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there is a number of them that does it. But
mm-hmm.
we're talking about Wade Watson today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is unfair, you know, that people would be so disingenuous with a polling on Wade Watson, who is in his constituency more than
all of that. Everybody in you. The gentleman just called, say 9 people in one yard can say one thing because that's just their bias. And 12 people in the other yard could always be able to speak because that's their bias. So you can't fight people for their thing.
But let me say this. Let me say this with respect to that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow Mr. Watson on social media?
I've been looking at his stuff, yes.
Do you think social media?
No, I see him doing some positive stuff, right? I see him doing some positive stuff. I see the all those things that he's taken, all those things that he's part of in terms of being able to do his tournament and all these things. He's done positive. Now, this is what I've seen. But I still got to tell you this with the numbers saying only a couple of handful of people take it, though.
I understand the numbers, but you have to understand when you're doing these polling, you don't expect for an F&M who wants to see their organization in power to speak anything positive.
But that's why the PLP should take the poll.
I agree. Now, here's what I can say on that point, okay? We have a lot of PLPs, and I don't understand why. But obviously, they don't understand the science of being in power versus being in opposition. But you have a lot of PLPs right now who have 3 and 4 contracts who got all kind of work in for them because they can't get every single thing. The government ain't doing nothing for them. And I think that is so disingenuous.
Wow.
You know, because I some of these people I talk to and I know what they have, but I pretend that I don't know what they have. But I know these people got contracts and I know they got an income coming in.
So you just play fool. You just play fool and say, wow.
Sir?
I say you just play fool with them.
I play fool with them. But they would stand in your face and tell you, man, the government.
But you know they got contract. They got three.
I know they got contract.
Jesus
because
God.
Of the position that I'm in, I know what they have. You understand? And they would stand right in your face and tell you, man, the government ain't doing this. The government doing bad. We got to touch our people. We got to. Come on, man. You guys, see, They ain't gonna understand
what's
going on until they're in opposition again.
Wow.
And then until they can, Mr. Grant, and then they're gonna realize that, listen, my greed cost me.
My God.
You understand? My greed cost me. But we have to understand that the Bahamas, and I don't care if you're PLBF, NIM, coalition, whatever you are, I think that you should eat, you should live.
The I like
government
it.
Is the government of all people.
I like a contribution. Now, hold on. I like a contribution. I got to let you go. I got two more callers. I got 3 minutes. Sorry about that. So I got to take another one. I appreciate what you said. You're sounding good for Wade Watson. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up? What's up, Graham?
I'll be super, super brief. Listen, we fixed in the park. We're buying you ice cream, the whole truck ice cream, and we're going to feed you one day out of the 31 days. Dog eat your lunch without a tidy. You know what I'm hearing is an insult to people. I want to hear something like, you know what? The inner city is really hurting. And Bob Marley's the hungry man's angry man. Let's move on. I want to hear something like, we collected X amount of that billion, whatever, 10 billion, I don't know. And we've taken that money to pay the debt. And now we are going to remove the VAT off our people. Or if we busted up the money and we still need some money to pay off debt, tell me how you're going to pay off the debt and remove the VAT off of the poor people.
Wow.
See, I want to hear something going to help all the masses buy the corned beef, buy the tuna, or buy the steak if they want it. But I'm not hearing those things. I hear, come hither, and I will get you some manna one day. Well, it's 30 days. You ain't buying me no manna.
But one thing, but manna, you can't carry that in your tent. You must eat it right there, and that's it.
You know how it goes. So what's the plan to help the Bahamian people have less misery? One, a specific plan and time frame. And number two, where's the plan to come and fix the Bahamas? See, we don't want to hear about the handout no more. We want ownership of the economy.
I like
ownership
this.
Of the land. I don't want to make the bed no more. I want to own the bed. How do I do that? Well, we see it with Airbnb, so don't say, they used to tell me, you're so stupid, you can't own no hotel in bed. Well, we own in plenty now.
And they're giving you money for that.
There's no vision. I could make 300 making beds for a foreign man, or I could make $100 a day on Airbnb. That's 700 a week if I own my own bed.
Wow.
Look at the fixes. Let's fix the Bahamas, Howard. I go on.
Thank you, my girl. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with us. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Tomorrow, we got Leslie Miller-Bryce and Seabreeze. We're going to be dealing with Seabreeze tomorrow, right? And on top of dealing with Seabreeze, we have another constituency that we're going to be focusing on. Let me get that for you real quick. Hold up, guys. Let me get you the schedule. All right, tomorrow we're going to be able to deal with Kwesi Thompson all the way from East Grand Bahama and Seabreeze right here in Nassau. That's the show today. I'm going to thank you guys for being able to tune in. We're going to see you tomorrow, God Spare Life, right here on The Foundation.
Forget your sorrow and then forget your sickness and then.